Habit number 4 of 7. Here we go. 7 habits of highly happy people. Okay, so number 4, we've got social. So I'm like a total introvert. I don't like leaving the house. I don't like talking to people. I like reading and like, you know, living in my own little bubble. Okay. So like I'm an extreme introvert, but I'll tell you what, I make an effort to get out, communicate, and talk with people. As totally uncomfortable as it might be for me, I force myself to do it. And now, today, more than ever, social is an easy habit to build into your lifestyle so that you are talking with people. Maybe you don't have to do it one-on-one, face-to-face, with groups, because you're socially anxious about that and it's uncomfortable. Well, now you can do it online. It's a thing called social media, and it's brilliant. And you know what? Eat that shit up, okay? Eat that shit up. It's so easy to like talk with people now. You can go on like Twitter and like just strike up a conversation with any random person. It's great. I'm like on Instagram sharing photos, liking photos, commenting on people's photos. Like, I feel like I'm a social machine now because I'm like talking with people I've never even talked to before. It's crazy. Because, like, you know, 30 years ago, it's easy to, like, go up to somebody and talk to them. And the dynamic has changed. So now it's so uncomfortable to go up to somebody, some random stranger, and talk to them. Like, it's like death thinking about it. It's right up there with, like, public speaking now, I think, is going up to people and talking to them. So now with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you can have a fantastic conversation with people just randomly. And introverts and socially anxious people can now like be the talk of a completely new topic. Like you could be the owner of this topic because it's so easy. So, I mean, the habit for social, there's so many different ways to approach this now because of all the different channels, but do what you think is most comfortable for you, okay? So maybe you're like more of a face-to-face kind of person. Awesome. How can you leverage that? Are you getting out there? If you're a face-to-face kind of person, like you're more extroverted, but you're just not social enough, here are some options. Meetup.com is a great way to get into a group that's local, that's aligned with your interests. It gets you out there. It gets you talking with random people. And it's totally, totally easy to get in there. And even for introverts, like maybe you don't want to live in social media. You want to get out there and talk with people. Well, try meetup.com. I also like Eventbrite because I can find some really cool events that I'm interested in, maybe conferences. It just gets me out there, gets me exposed to different materials and whatnot that I want to learn. So I check out Eventbrite because, you know, it's a good little event. You might have to pay a bit more for some tickets to, you know, join some of the conferences and whatnot, but if you think that there's some educational material there that you want to check out, then it's pretty good. And it's a good way to socialize with people and network and just get comfortable talking to people. It's crazy how we're afraid to use our phones for the one thing that they're actually designed for, which is to call people. We don't call people anymore. We either text or we do Facebook chat, stuff like that. So, you know, phones have evolved to the point where they're not really just phones. They are communication devices in many different forms. So that's one way, though, is for the face-to-face is to get on meetup.com. You've also got Facebook events, which I absolutely love. I hosted an event at my house just through Facebook events. I set up an event group, invited all my friends. I had like 15 people over at my house, which is awesome. And yeah, I had a nice little housewarming party that way. And I think it's a great way. For me, I am really uncomfortable around people. I am scared shitless whenever I have to meet new people. It scares the heck out of me. So these tools, like social media, is a tool to talk with people. And I'm leveraging it. Before I never did that. I just kind of lived in a bubble. So these things are really helpful. LinkedIn's another thing where you can, set up LinkedIn groups, and you have professional conversations with people. Join a group, start a group, get out there and try these things. And you can find them. Just Google it. Okay, I might be talking a lot about all these different platforms. Well, just stop and Google. Google it, make some notes, check it out. There's definitely, in your area, there's probably some cool events to check out. And even your local newspaper has events, that are coming up. And check out the local newspaper. They're not all extinct. Like they still exist, so check it out. And you never know what you might find. But I really think this social is critical. Like, you need to build it as a habit, okay? You can't sit at home. The easiest thing to do is sit in your bed. I'm sitting in my bed right now, actually, creating this podcast. But later, I'll probably go out and have a conversation with some people, with some friends. But what you need to do is build the habit, okay? Start with one channel, okay? If you're not doing anything right now, go to meetup.com. And join a group, okay? If you're face-to-face kind of person. If you're not quite there yet, okay, stop what you're doing. Go to like reddit.com or go to Facebook. Reach out to a friend. Just do like one friend, okay? Have a chat with them. Just random chat. Say, hey, how's the weather over there? So easy to have a conversation. Most people will be happy to hear from you. I'm telling you. The worst thing that could happen is that like they'll be just not like listening to you. They'll ghost you. Okay? No big deal. Move on. Okay? Life is too short to worry about ghosting and people like ignoring you. Okay? The people who care about you will want to talk to you. And there's a huge group of people out there that want to talk to you. So, make an effort to talk, okay? And start with Facebook. Like, don't even worry about the phone. Don't worry about making a phone call if it's too much. But build it up today, okay? Get socially comfortable. Get socially awkward, too. I'm socially awkward. I'm now accepting the fact that I am an awkward beast, okay? And I love it. Absolutely eat it up, okay? If I'm not awkward right now, then that means I'm not doing you justice. I'm gonna be totally awkward and I'm gonna leave this podcast uncut because I'm okay with the nervousness in my voice and the stutters and all the subtle nuances that make me awkward and uncomfortable because I want to be somebody that you can identify with, okay? And I don't want you to feel like you're the only person out there that's feeling uncomfortable. I want you to know that there are people like me who are super uncomfortable, and I'm here for you. So I'm gonna leave this totally uncut, just so that you get a feel for, how socially that you can be. And it's all in your head, really. I mean, it was all in my head before too. So, really, just get out there and try some social things. Start small. Don't get too overwhelmed by a ton of networking events that you're gonna book or something like that. That's crazy. So, those are all little pieces that I can recommend. You're going to get some like anti, you're going to get some like bullying as well. If you're going to start with like social media, expect maybe some nasty comments. Unfortunately, the friends that we thought were friends, maybe aren't. So they might come after you and they might get all nasty. They might get offensive about what you're saying. You need to develop a mental toughness to handle these comments, okay? They're not just gonna disappear. The more and more you expose yourself, the more you're going to see some unhappy stuff. You're gonna see people who are jealous of you, who knock you down, who criticize the way that you talk, okay? And I think it's nasty. It's absolutely nasty. But you're better than that, okay? So just ignore it. Ignore the naysayers. And there's a little thing called block as well, okay? So I don't like tolerate people who knock me down. I block them from my life. Because in my life, I spend time with the people that make me feel good. And, you know, for me, I want to make you feel happy. That's like my whole mantra. If you're listening to this, I want you to feel great. I want you to feel, you know, connected to me, and I want you to feel happy about what I'm saying. And I want you to identify with what I'm saying here. That's how my communication is to you. And I just don't tolerate nasty people. So the nasties, get rid of the nasties. We don't have time for the nasties. And I don't care if you're 13 or 40. You have the option to block people. It's super easy. Google it. If you're on Facebook and somebody's nasty to you, Google it. Say, how do I block somebody on Facebook? And they'll give you the step by step. Just don't tolerate it. Like, don't spend any time. I've had some shitty things happen in my life, and I regret them. And it affected me socially because I went into a bubble. So what I've done is I've blocked the people that were either like trying to be hookers and trying to hook me up and I was really uncomfortable, or they're trying to like connect with me for things other than chatting. There's stuff like that. And hey, I'm a guy. You think, oh yeah, I'd love that kind of stuff. No, I don't want that nasty attention. I don't want the negative crap in my life, okay? Things like the news and stuff, that's not good social. Actually, I don't like checking out news. I don't have any news feeds. I don't really know too much about what's going on. Unfortunately, like the whole Trump stuff, I hear about it. I don't want to. And it's not because of like I don't want to have the knowledge or I want to be like an totally like a hermit when it comes to news, but I find that news socially is detrimental to people. Like people get obsessed about news and it ruins their life. You know, one thing that I can tell you right now is if you can get rid of news, do it. Because what you'll find is that, you know, reading quality books will give you the kind of news material that you need. And that's what I look at. Because I don't really like checking out news. Because then I feel like shit afterwards. I'm like, great, a tsunami just happened. Well, I have no control over that. So, like, I don't really want to know about it because I feel terrible afterwards. So, you know, if you can, like, start by not watching so much news, because there's so much more productive stuff you can do, like connecting with friends, do that. Because that's the kind of social that I don't really like. Along with the bullying, I don't tolerate news and I don't tolerate bullying. Unless it's happy news, then, you know, great. If I see like a little monkey that's jumping up and down on the news, I'm happy for that. Wish there was more of that shit. I'd eat that up every day. Okay, so that's it for my social rant, but I really think you can get started today with one social media platform or one meetup group. Just start small and get going.